Mason at Berean Christian Church says this year's celebration will look different.
Some black churches will not open again after this virus. Some black churches have lost, you know, membership, has, you know, a significant portion of their membership has even died off.
Emory University professor Diane Stewart says black churches in the U.S. have been around since the 18th century and will survive through the pandemic.
The black church, in many ways, is a metonym for black family, and black family must survive.
Many churches say they hope to reopen by Easter, but if the pandemic does not get better, they plan to stay closed to keep their members safe. In Atlanta, Jayla Whitfield, Fox News.
Coronavirus crisis.
Today, mostly sunny and warm, temperatures climbing into the mid to upper 50s. A few of us could approach 60.
37 degrees outside the automated office system studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First. This sounds mundane, but the General Assembly has passed bills that will change substantially how local elections are held in Virginia.
Moving Virginia's general elections to November will affect as many as 900,000 voters, 16 cities, and 107 towns. Town of Louise's mayor, Garland Knuckles, says combining general and state elections could result in a negative impact.
It just takes away from the local election, tying it to the state and federal, and breaks the towns up to where they're maybe not as many people interested in a local election as it would be.
In a joint statement, Governor Ralph Northam, along with House Speaker Eileen Fillercorn and Senate Majority Leader Dick Saslaw, said that the General Assembly has passed legislation to ban capital punishment in Virginia. The statement says, in part, thanks to the vote of lawmakers in both chambers, Virginia will join 22 other states that have ended the use of the death penalty.
Governor Ralph Northam has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff until Friday night to mourn the 500,000 Americans, including 7,500 Virginians, who have died from COVID. And last night, President Biden led a national moment of silence to honor the Americans killed by COVID.
Virginia lawmakers have advanced a new version of a bipartisan school reopening legislation that would tighten the requirements for in-person instruction that districts must offer in the next school year.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 36 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that delivers your morning news right to your Facebook feed. But you have to like our page, WCHV Radio.
This is House Call for Health. A new strain of avian flu reported by Russian officials over the weekend. It's never before been transmitted from birds to humans. The cases first occurred in a poultry farm last December. The country's public health chief said there were 7 cases of the H5N8 strain among the workers. After that, they reported the cases to the World Health Organization. All of the cases were mild, and those infected have recovered. The workers were asymptomatic, and there's still been no human-to-human transmissions. Cases of the H5N8 strains have also been found in China, the Middle East, North Africa, and parts of Europe. A World Health Organization spokesperson telling Fox News H5N1 is the most well-known bird flu strain with a 60% mortality rate. They're in discussion with national authorities to gather more information and assess the public health impact of this event. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.